Well, that was quicker than I expected. Not even the common cold can slow you down, huh? You're really built different. Or perhaps you were expecting me to show up. And that's why you rushed to answer the doorbell. That's not it? You do seem a little confused. Why might that be? Rude. What do you mean? What are you doing here? I came to see you. You dummy. I'm not the ice princess the rest of the city believes me to be. I get worried sometimes. And I kind of missed you, you know? Yeah, well, that's the closest you're getting to a confession from me. Now move out of the way, because I need to take care of you. So, how do you feel? You have a sore throat and you feel like death is coming for you? Isn't that a little bit dramatic? Let me feel your forehead. God, you're running a fever. It's just as I feared. You need me to take care of you. You're only going to make yourself more sick otherwise. Just sit down, babe. Let me take care of you. I wasn't asking. Mm-hmm. That's better. Now, what's the best remedy for a sore throat? It's warm soup, which is exactly what I brought with me. Here you go. Yeah, it's from that little store near Central Station. The one you like so much. But don't read too much into it. I only happened to pass by that store on my way here. And I was suddenly and inexplicably gripped by a mildly alarming urge to purchase soup for somebody else. But it could have been for someone else. Just lean back against the couch and have your soup. It'll help with your throat. Good. I'm glad you find it helpful. I also brought some tea. In case you're interested. Cinnamon flavored. I love the scent. Want some? Fine. That's more tea for me anyway. You know, I really like the view from here. You live quite high up in the building. There's no wall on the far side. Only glass. You can see a large part of the city from up here. Yeah, there was quite a chilly wind outside. Snow has covered the pavements and rooftops. But look at the plumes of smoke rising from chimneys up into the night sky. And all the warm, inviting lights everywhere outside. It's like a sea of glowing, floating jellyfish. This city really never sleeps, huh? Yeah, it does seem that way. The clock on Central Station is lit up rather well. And it's been moving like, well, clockwork. You did a really good job. You did. My mom was very impressed. She says you're the best apprentice to have ever worked in one of her clock towers. Someday, you're going to be running that clock tower on Central Station, directing the movements of trains and locomotives. The very pulse of the city. We made most of our wealth through industry and railroad, as you know. but my mom has always had a soft spot for clocks. Especially that one. She was delighted when you agreed to help restore it. Maybe that's when you caught that cold. I watched you repair it because I didn't want you to get hurt. Somebody had to babysit you. Just drink your soup. This really isn't a bad place to live in, you know? I wasn't talking about your apartment. I'm still undecided on that. I meant the city where I met you. I don't really know why you came here to Leon, of all places, for college, but you piqued my curiosity the moment I saw you. I mean, you were so clumsy. It was kind of hard to miss. You were stumbling around every corner, bumping into everyone, always stuttering apologies and fumbling with your textbooks. You ran into me on your second day and nearly sent the both of us tumbling to the ground. I expected you to be scared of me and run away. I was, after all, known as the supposed heiress of Leon, the ice princess of the city. Other people hardly approached me, and when they did, it was because they needed a favor. But I was wrong about you. You just laughed awkwardly and suggested you make it up to me over coffee. And I just stared at you blankly for a few seconds, didn't I? I kept asking myself, were you really asking me out? No need to start stuttering again, babe. Save your explanations. Halfway through our coffee date, I figured out you were just being nice. You just wanted a friend, didn't you? And for some reason, you'd chosen me. Oh, come on. It wasn't my personality you were attracted to. I'm pretty sure it was something else. Hey, it's cool. To be honest, I was kind of, sort of, checking you out too. And you know what I realized? You're kind of cute. Like a shy, lost puppy. I really don't mean that in a demeaning way. The more I saw you and talked with you, the more I wanted to protect you. I guess I decided I'd, you know, take you under my wing. Make sure you were fitting in well at college. Show you around the city. Those were some good times. I'd walked hundreds of times along the road to Central Station, but somehow, it still felt special with you by my side. I thought you were shy, but once you get started on a topic that interests you, oh my gosh. Oh, I'd hardly call it yapping. I enjoy hearing you talk. Your ramblings are full of substance. Sometimes. But really, I like how your eyes light up when you talk about the things that interest you. They remind me of the forges up north, which I'd visit with my mother when I was a little girl. They'd shine through the night, like tiny stars that had wandered from the sky to the earth. I thought I was showing you around the city, but it took me a while to realize I was rediscovering it with you. I felt so happy when you told me you were joining the tower as an apprentice. I thought I'd see you more often outside of campus. For the longest time, I didn't really care what we were as long as we were together. I didn't want to pressure you into anything. I was so scared of chasing you away. I've never really met anyone like you. And all these factories and steam engines and clock towers of Leon, they suddenly seemed so new and enchanting. They somehow seemed to come alive when I was walking through the city with you. I know I can be a little mean sometimes, but thank you for sticking with me, my darling. Is it okay if I call you that? Well, how do you feel now, darling? Is the soup helping at all? Good. Why don't you come closer and lay your head on my lap? Of course, I'm sure. Come on. Come here. Aww. Are you comfy, darling? It makes me melt when you look at me like that. You're the most precious thing ever. Looking up at me with those puppy dog eyes. I know yesterday was supposed to be our first official date. I was going to take you to the movie theater. But it was just an excuse to lean into you and hold your hand as a romantic scene came up. And then eat all of your popcorn while you were distracted, of course. Do you mind me playing with your hair like this? Well, I was also going to take you to my favorite cafe. It's a little high-end, maybe a tiny bit pretentious, but oh, their cappuccinos. They make the best cappuccinos this side of the country. So we'd sip coffee and eat waffles and stare into each other's eyes, completely oblivious to the world outside. What then? Well, then I would lean in, brush your hair out of the way, and kiss you. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You didn't mind? You just wish you weren't so sick. It's okay, I don't mind. Can you hear my heart beating? Is it making you sleepy? It's okay. Don't worry about our date. It isn't your fault for not being able to show up. I know I'll most definitely catch your cold, but honestly, I've made my peace with it. Are so warm. Hey, it looks like the snowstorm is still going strong, so would you mind if I stayed the night? Yes, I'm sure. Are you sure you don't mind? Oh, darling, I really really, really like you too. You mean so much to me. So much that I'm ready to catch a cold just to spend the night with you. Let's go on that date sometime in the future, all right? But first, you need to get better, get some rest. No, it's okay, we don't have to go to bed yet. I'm enjoying this. You can stay here for as long as you want.